Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a room that will get very loud very soon because they're construction literally next door on the same wall that I share in the bedroom where we record this. And I'm speaking with
Esmeralda Leon in a noisy room, sort of, because my heaters are going off.
I can't hear your heater.
Like, it's square.
That's very good. You know what?
I can hear them. I just hear
I've already started this show in an odd way because I don't have my headphones on and we're using just the voice from the computer. Does that make sense?
All right.
So I'm worried about...
that's how I do it.
Yeah, that's fine, but you're not recording. I'm the one recording.
That's true.
So I'm going to put the headphones on now, dear listener. It shouldn't sound any different, but I wanted to make sure that I could hear Merle without the construction. I can. Let's continue. All right. How are you? What have you been up to today?
I woke up.
You woke up. That's a good start. Good start to any day.
I played some Angry Bird.
Did you buy Angry Bird, or is that free?
It was free.
Ooh. Continue.
And then I sat here.
Whenever I hear things like that, I get real angry. I don't know why.
That I didn't do anything?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I just woke up. What do you want me to do?
A lot of things. Do you watch that show Raising Hope?
I do. I like it.
It's really, really good. I just saw like my third episode the other night. Did you see that the husband sleep eats and sleep works out?
Yes.
That's the breast. That's what we should be doing.
Sleep eating and working out.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be nice if I could sleep work out.
Yeah, he's just doing lifts while he's eating chicken.
But wouldn't you be tired from working out?
Yeah, then you go back to sleep. It doesn't in the middle of the night, not at the end of the night.
I know, but I'm thinking like I know you're sleeping, but you'd be working out and then you'd wake up and you'd be like, oh man, I'm tired.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he seems like a strong man, a strapping man.
I know. Isn't that's
he,
not true.
He is a good-looking dude.
That's not real.
That show's really good.
Poor people like that do not look like that.
You're pretty much right. Well, the son looks like a poor person.
Yeah, he does.
He's a good old poor. He kind of looks like a slightly uglier Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I looked him up once, and at one place I saw that he was 18, and another I saw he was 25. And
I'm going to go with 25.
That's the end of me looking at things, because I couldn't find anything else on him.
Did you go, I'm just going to do IMDb.
Because like IMDb and
right
then
now.
Maybe an interview.
And this is for the dude, like the main character of Raising Hope.
Yes.
I like that show.
Jimmy Chance.
Is that really his name?
Mm-hmm.
In the show?
Yeah.
Hope Chance?
They're the Chances.
It's the Hope Chance?
Yeah, that's her name.
That's his name.
I like that her name was Princess Beyonce.
That's good.
That's what her mom had named her.
Oh, this kid's from Chicago. He's born in 1992. He's 18.
See, no, that's the thing. But then I saw somewhere else where it said that he was 25.
Yeah, he looks 25. He does not look 18.
So, I don't know.
Well, I like that he's from Chicago. Let's get him on the show. I'm serious.
Okay. So easy to do.
Let's do it.
I think it's funny because you make it sound like, okay, I'll pull some strings.
No, it's
call
easy.
His publicist.
Yeah. What is he doing? He's going to be home for the holidays. We'll get him for the December show.
I don't know.
What else has he been in? He's been in Amigo in Memoriam, The Beast, which was shot in Chicago, and that's it.
Yeah, he hasn't been in much.
Because he's a kid.
That's why
he can't even come in the bar.
Speaking of kids.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up your Oak Park.
Ooh, my Oak Park.
What would that be? What would that be?
Where
Compadre?
I live?
I don't know. You're from the same town as this little girl.
You can't. If we're going to say little girl, you shouldn't add the word compadre or friend or anything like that. It automatically becomes.
Well, I didn't say friend, did I?
You said compadre. Doesn't that mean friend?
Yeah. Guess.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's this little girl. Her name is Tavi Gevinson.
Okay.
And she's 13, and she has this style blog, fashion blog. And right now, the news with her is that she's joined up with the founder of Sassy Magazine.
Ooh, she is sassy.
And they're going to make a magazine.
Okay.
Together. And she's 13.
This girl has been getting some press for a very long time, but now it's coming to, like, the mainstream knows about her. They just revealed that she lives in Oak Park, Illinois. So it's going to get weird and creepy, like it already is. I don't feel comfortable talking about this story.
And I think I just found that she has, I don't even know what this is, on her blog. She has a little size chart.
Oh, really?
I think that's how they'll send her things, because they do. Like, that's fashion houses send her things.
I don't want to.
Fancy fashion houses.
I don't feel comfortable Googling her.
What do you think is going to come up?
No, no, it's not that what's going to come up. It's just, like, if it traces back to me, it's creepy.
Why would it's not like because you look her up, they have an immediate track on
you.
No,
of course. I just don't like the idea of.
And anyway, they probably already do. So
I just don't like the idea of Googling her in any way.
I can just send you the link.
Please don't send me the link. That's just as bad.
You make it sound like you're looking at dirty pictures of her.
This is just to me, this is the equivalent of dirty pictures.
That's weird.
Here's my thing with the mob.
Is it because it's a girl and I'm a girl, so I'm fine with looking at her?
Yes. If it was a 13-year-old gay kid, like boy, I'd be all into it. I'd be like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. But since it's a little girl, no. No, I can't do it. I know it's a weird double standard sexist anti-straight thing, but it is. And I'm sorry about that.
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? I got a lot of weird hang-ups. That's one of them.
Hmm.
And I think it's because fashion itself is disturbing to me.
Yeah. And she's the fashion type where she wears crazy things.
Mm-hmm. I described her as the lady from the Old Navy commercial from like 5 years ago with the dog, like the older lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then again, that old lady was very classy.
She was a class act.
She had a classy style.
Yeah.
Versus black.
The classiest of Old Navy style. Everything is cut poorly.
Yeah, I don't even think she wore Old Navy.
Wear it twice. No, she didn't wear it. She wore the Gap. Same company, everybody. I think they also own, like, Banana Republic.
They do.
Yes. She was wearing some BR.
Did you know? I didn't know that Banana Republic was a word, a phrase.
What does it stand for?
No, Banana Republic is, like, a place.
I know that, but I thought you were saying it's a phrase.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's different than a phrase.
Well, I didn't know that it meant anything other than a store.
No.
Words together.
No, they didn't. That makes, yeah. Does it make any more sense now or no?
Not really.
Okay, that's good.
Because, I mean, Banana Republic is.
It's a thing.
Their clothes are not in any way ethnic.
They're not in it.
Again,
I bet from where they're made, they're definitely ethnic.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think, does Banana Republic mean where they were made?
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's horrible.
So I went to a graphic novel panel last night.
Again?
No, last night is the night I went. I was.
Oh, I thought you had already gone.
No, I went last night. I asked, about a week ago, I asked one of the people that I knew was going to be on the panel to be on the show, and I definitely asked the right person on that panel to be on the show. Carolyn is going to be on the show in January, and she is a very interesting woman. And I might ask one of the other people on the panel, because this other woman on the panel does a comic book series on old-timey baseball players, which is right up my alley, but pretty much no one else's. I do like that. I like the
Who knows? Ball. Maybe you'll find a whole community of people who love old-time baseball.
But they're creepy. They're
Maybe
really creepy.
There is a big community of non-creepy people.
No, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist!
You're the only one?
Yeah, I'm the only
You and that graphic novelist?
Me, that woman graphic novelist, and Todd McFarlane, who does Spawn. He bought all the baseballs that Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa hit when they were doing the home run stuff a few years back.
I see.
Yes.
But weren't they illegal or some crap?
Well, they weren't illegal. They were all on steroids.
Yeah.
So
I guess if everyone is, it doesn't matter.
Not everyone. How dare you?
Why don't they just put everyone on steroids?
I agree. I agree. It should be totally legal. Like,
make it just across the board.
Did you ever see that old SNL skit with the steroid Olympics?
Yes. And the guy's arms ripped
off. That's exactly why it's not legal. I didn't have a problem with it until my friend Neil, who's a high school baseball coach, told me that, like, kids in high school that he knows are actually on steroids and, like...
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, that kind of changes it, because in baseball, you get drafted out of high school, usually.
Okay.
So it's doing this weird steroid culture at, like, 15, 16, 17. It's not like...
I know.
Once their career's, like, winding down, like Roger Clemens at 30, he decides to take steroids. So I understand his point. It actually is a problem.
Well, it is, and it makes your balls tiny.
And it makes you aggressive. So
that's my question. Like, why I would think that guys would treasure
their balls,
treasure
their treasure,
and not want it to get tiny.
Why does it really matter? Have you ever dated or not dated a man because of the size of his balls?
No, but I think that, you know, that whole thing is kind of a package deal, and you don't want anything happening to it.
Package deal. I don't think it matters, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, it's not.
You wouldn't be a little worried if your business was getting smaller.
Well, if it's just the balls, who cares? I don't get that. If the thing is like, hey, if you have, I'll give you $1 million if you take steroids for a year. Everything's gonna be normal except your balls are like a little bit smaller. Give me the fucking money.
I think it's a lot small though.
Fine, half the size, even for $1 million for a year. It's not like they're gonna stay like that forever. I think I'm rationalizing steroid use.
You are. I don't know. I would think guys have they care about that.
I think people care more about money.
I guess so. Yeah, people are taking money. Steroids.
Yeah, I'm going to go with money and power.
They're tiny, tiny junk.
Tiny, tiny junk. Then you don't need as big of a cup for when you run the base.
Oh, that's true. And it's cheaper.
It's true. So you're saving money left and right on balls.
No.
Good times. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Awesome. What did you do yesterday? Did you go to yoga?
I did.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
So I don't have weak ankles.
What?
Although, no, I do have weak ankles.
Oh, good. I was worried that you didn't have weak ankles.
They do hurt when I try to balance and all that crap.
Okay.
But no. I told the teacher to check out my poses and see if I was doing them right.
And?
And she said, I don't think your ankles are the problem. I think it's your knees.
Your bad knees. Oh,
yeah. God. So that makes sense.
Did you play football in high school? What,
nope.
Why do you have problems of
I
old
didn't
athletes?
Do anything. I think that's the problem.
That's the problem. You should do
never
things.
Did anything.
Did you injure that? No, I just never did anything with it.
Never did anything.
I've just been in this sitting, reclining position.
Yep.
Oh, man. So that's depressing in a different way.
Well, no, she just said, you know, just keep doing it. And
you're literally moving up the body in terms of laziness.
I know. Soon enough, arms. Lazy.
I've used my arms now. I know how that feels.
It hurts a lot.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Good. Are you going to go back?
Yeah. Actually, I'm not leaving for Thanksgiving. I won't be leaving till Wednesday.
Okay.
In the afternoon, because I want to go before I leave.
When are you getting back from Thanksgiving? How long are you going to stay in Joliet?
Probably just till Sunday.
You do the whole weekend out there?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a commitment.
I think.
All right, dear listener, if you could work on that Volkswagen Bug from the 60s and you can get...
I'll be there!
Yeah, let's make it happen. We got Wednesday through Sunday. Let's get this fucker up and
running. We'll feed you.
What would you feed them?
I don't know. I don't know what's at my parents' house right now.
Your parents always have food, don't they?
Well, yeah, because they're parents.
Nope, that's not always true, everybody. Not always true.
Well, there is food at my house all the time. Be it something in the freezer that's probably been there since, I don't know, since I was born.
Do you have two freezers? Like, do you have a basement?
Yes, but we don't have a freezer. We have another fridge.
We had that too.
It was my fridge from college.
Oh, like a little one?
Yes, they've taken it.
In the house I grew up in, we used to have Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve like celebrations or whatever. So we'd have 150 people on average for Thanksgiving and 100 for Christmas Eve. They had to buy a second refrigerator to use in the basement just for two times a year.
That's insane.
I know.
Like we don't have that many people.
It was we had the food and obviously like in the basement of all the guests and stuff like that. And it would still mm-hmm. we'd still have to buy coolers to keep shit cold.
Lord.
And
that's why there's always food in my house.
The other 365 days a year, that was the beer refrigerator.
Ah.
There's always a lot of beer. And every day when my grandfather would get home, from his job as a sheet metal worker, I would run and fetch him a beer like a very good dog would.
And I think I did that too.
It was the proudest moment of my day.
I did that too. And when I was little, I'd take my dad's shoes off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We were really good monkeys.
Yeah,
we were trained really well.
That is true.
That's why we're doing a podcast, everybody, in the afternoon on a Thursday. We have those. These are the skills we've developed.
Here it's still 20 minutes to the afternoon.
That's true.
Still morning.
Jesus. Oh, man, that explains so much. Wow.
What?
Like, why we do what we do based on that alone.
Okay.
We work in bars. We have no stable anything. We're trying to do things that involve talking.
Well, I did have a stable something.
Had. Can't live in the past.
Well, it's not my fault. I don't think.
That would be great if that was your fault.
Yeah, it was all on me.
Yeah. Does the listener know what we're talking about?
I don't.
I think at this point you can tell them. I think it's fine. It's been almost a year. Or do you not feel comfortable? We don't have to. Based on this silence, I'm going to assume you're not comfortable. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We won't talk about that. Should I put a sound effect in there?
I don't really bored with it.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did I upset you in any way?
No.
Are you doing something on your computer?
I am looking at clips of something.
Yeah, stop doing that. It's slowing the connection down. You sound awful.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds different.
How about now?
Still bad.
Well, now I'm not touching anything.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
It's my negative attitude.
I think it was on your end.
Nope, it's not on my end. My end's fine. My end is perfect.
Things now.
Nope, now it's even worse. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, Jesus.
What?
Whenever I
just think it's funny when people ask if you're okay. It sounds as if they're asking, are you bodily okay?
Yeah, physically. Are you okay from yoga?
Yeah.
Good. Stretching it out.
I should be better because I'm stretching and things.
Do you feel better when you wake up?
I guess. I don't have pain or anything.
Now you sound good.
Before or after. Well, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
Maybe it's the...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not computer experts.
Maybe it's my cat.
Was your cat on your computer?
No, she was over by the Wi-Fi boxes.
That could make... that. I guess that could work.
Now she's walked away and she's crying at me.
You have to train your cat to sleep behind you throughout every podcast you record like I've trained my cat to do.
No, she won't do that.
You're not that lucky.
She doesn't like me that much.
Yeah.
No, we have two. For some reason, John decided to put two boxes, attach them to the computers or whatever.
What do you mean? Two boxes?
You know those the ones that have the Wi-Fi?
Mm-hmm.
We have two of them now.
Why?
He says it'll make the signal stronger.
Oh, cool. Did you have a weak signal before?
I don't know. I thought it was fine, but you know, he's the one who's always scrolling through things.
Scrolling? You've never sounded older.
I don't. You know what? You know what the thing is? In the beginning of internet, I had an 18.8, whatever the speed was.
Mm-hmm.
It was slow as shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of learned to be very...
Patient
with the internet.
Even in the way
you went
speak.
To college where it was like ridiculously fast.
I know.
And then I'd go home and be like, what the fuck?
I got to download shit illegally quicker.
I've had to learn to be patient.
Yeah. Oh, patience. Like the Guns N' Roses song, Patience. You like Guns N' Roses?
They're okay. Did you hear that new album, though, that first song? That was good.
Chinese Democracy, which came out like 2 years ago, that new album?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, in terms of new albums for Guns N' Roses,
that is the newest album. Yeah, the first track is... I don't think you're lying. That first track on that record is very good. The rest of it is atrocious. If you're a carny, you should totally have this be your wedding soundtrack.
Oh.
It is that good. Carny okay. Soundtracks.
Do you know any carnies?
I wish I did.
Why? I don't know. Why do you wish you knew? Ugh.
Stop judging people, number one.
Whatever.
Number two, start judging circus people.
I sort of know a circus person.
I like circus people. Whenever
through
they come
degrees.
To, whenever they come to the bar, they're the nicest people, and they're very big tippers. I am a big fan
How
of
do
circus
you know?
People.
How do you know who the circus people are? Are they like, oh, I just got off of work at the circus?
Yep, that's exactly how. And they all are crazily tattooed. They smell weird. They all have a lot of money because they only have like one night a week to go out.
Yeah.
So it's like the day they get into town or like the day they leave. It's something crazy.
Well, the circus is in town.
Oh, that's right. The circus is in town in Chicago.
I actually, but well, oh, that's right. You're not here anymore.
I'm not there. Nope. I'm in D.C. We're doing this over the internet.
I forgot that you don't know anything about Chicago anymore.
I'm dumb. I don't know Chicago. I don't know where the United Center is, where they have the circus.
Yeah, the moment you left and when you're there for too long,
yep.
Everything erases yep. about Chicago, about the previous city you were in.
Yep. Just, real blink. Dumb. I'm going Plain to New slate. York. I'm going to New York on Saturday. Once I get there, I won't know how to get back to D.C.
Yeah, don't stay too long.
Very dumb. There's literally an egg timer in my body.
That what once are you I'm doing gone certain, in New York?
Scouting for venues for You, Me, Them, Everybody.
Ooh.
I know.
You should go have a vegan sandwich over at Teeny.
Is that the only place in New York you know?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to go to the 4040 Club with Jay-Z's.
Ooh, you should go there.
Nope, I
See,
won't.
He's hanging out.
Nope, I don't care. He won't pay me, so I don't give
ESPN
a fuck.
ESPN is on the screen, you know.
That is true! That is true! Jay-Z, first and only rapper to name drop Vera Wang in a rap. Vera
Are
Wang,
you sure?
Yeah. Totally sure. Vera Wang only designs wedding gowns, so figure that one out. Listener.
No, she doesn't.
She used to when that fucking song came out. She was only doing wedding gowns. Now she's got like some furniture shit.
Yeah, but she does clothes too.
I don't. But at the time, she was not doing regular clothes.
Mm. How do you know that?
Because it made no sense. And Vera Wang is in the video.
All right.
Yeah, I'm positive. Let me look it up right now. Jay-Z, comma Vera Wang. That's a fun word to say, by the way.
Vera Wang.
Oh God, yeah.
It's not a word. That's a name.
Those are what are names? Two words
names.
Together.
Hey, but they're not. That's not a word.
Okay, why you gotta do that? Vera Wang.
Did you know that today is National Unfriend Day?
Yeah. Was
Jimmy
that
Kimmel?
Yeah.
Does that make that up? Are you gonna do it?
No. I'm gonna do the opposite.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah,
well, I would rather have more friends.
Well,
fuck you, Jimmy Kimmel.
We need friends to follow us so they could find
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I don't really care.
It's that song, Change Clothes. I think it's on the black. I was like, change clothes and go. That one.
Yeah, because it's Dirt Off Your Shoulders.
No, that's a different one.
Were you talking about the 4040 Club?
Yeah, hold on. No, Change Clothes is different than Dirt Off Your Shoulders.
Oh, I know, but yeah. I thought we were talking about...
I'm talking about the one with Vera Wang.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about the same song still.
Nope, different one.
Apparently not. You're talking about the same album.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Where the fuck
Great.
Is it? Now, nothing is more exciting on podcasting when you're scrolling through Jay-Z lyrics and trying not to read everything out loud. This is really hard.
They are catchy.
Okay, here. Young Hov in the house, it's unnecessary, no bra with the blouse, it's so necessary. No panties and jeans, that's so necessary. Now, why you front on me, is that necessary? Do I look like a lame who don't understand a broad with a mean shoe game? Who's up on .. and Vera Wang? Ma, are you insane? Let's just... And then...
I think .. is also a fashion
yeah,
line.
Yeah, it is. It's a yeah. It's a fashion line. It'd be funnier if he used the store Dots, which is a low-end... bargain fashion line.
Dots. It's like a Forever 21.
Yeah, but like way lower class.
But not as...
They're in the
not.
Bad malls. Dots are in the bad malls.
They're in the... They're mini malls, actually.
Dots are in the bad malls. That's a show note.
Dots. There's one by the Hungry Brain.
Is there really? Yeah, there is.
Yeah. There's one by the Hungry Brain, a
Listen,
Dots.
If you shop at Dots, more all the power to you. I don't care.
I would shop at Dots.
I'm wearing...
Everything did look like whore clothes.
Clothes I got for free. I can't complain about... Close.
Hey, so am I.
What are you wearing?
My DePaul radio shirt.
Nice.
It's starting to barely fit, so let's hope that it'll fit again.
Jesus. Okay.
We just sound so poor.
Yeah, we did. Give us money, people. We gotta.
We
fix
wear
them.
Free clothes. Oh, we mock
I'm
people
going to...
who know fancy fashion design.
Well, it doesn't make sense. He's supposed to be a hard motherfucker. He knows Vera Wang, and Vera Wang only did cancer stuff. No, cancer.
Did you
stuff.
Say cancer
I
stuff?
I was reading something else. Yeah.
That was great. Vera Wang only knows cancer stuff.
Oh, Vera Wang.
She's responsible for.
She's the reason all those pink hoodies exist.
I'm trying to think of. Well, I was even thinking.
Vera
when you said
Wang
cancer
only
stuff,
does cancer stuff.
I was thinking like she designs cancers. So she's, you know, she's responsible for melanoma.
It's really fancy cancer.
Yeah, that's
all
that's
custom
her.
Made.
Mm-hmm.
6 months waiting.
She's come out with a new line of throat cancers.
Oh man.
Oh god.
I got. See, that's the thing. I'm trying to do like I'm trying to do prep work for the next story, and that's what happens.
Really? Because
yeah.
I can do it.
I can't. I'm really bad at it. I can't. The mind can only do one thing at a time. I have to focus on what I'm doing. That's
mine
why we
can.
Need a producer.
Mine can. You're just stupid. Your mind is stupid.
I have a stupid mind, everybody. I have a stupid mind.
Holy moly. Have you seen these new...
cancer? They got cancer gowns?
No, these new Coca-Cola machines. The new Coke machines.
No.
They're putting out all these really fancy Coke machines where you can design your own soda, essentially.
Okay.
So, like, it'd be... You could put, like, say, vanilla or cherry or other crazy
flavors. So it's kind of like everything they've done at 7-Eleven for the past 5 years.
Yes, but these will probably work.
Those work.
Usually they don't work.
Where are you going with the 7-Eleven cherry,
lemon,
vanilla?
At least by
lemon,
the one I went to, wasn't working.
Where'd you go? Was it a bad neighborhood?
It's 7-Eleven. It's in my old neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah,
it's always broken.
That's a bad... How is that broken?
I don't know.
Why?
I think because you know what it was? I think people were touching all the buttons.
At once? Calm
Probably.
Down, people.
They're
out
just
there.
Punching the buttons.
I like the idea of really big, angry men punching Coke machines in 7-Eleven.
Ooh, but we already have some.
They mean we already have some?
Some Coke machines. They're in Cozies.
What? Oh,
One
for the fancy
stop.
Coke?
The yeah, fancy for the fancy Coke.
Have you seen this?
I'm seeing a picture of it. And they're these, they
Wait,
just look like big.
They're in Wingstop.
Yeah, that one Wingstop.
Which Wingstop?
It's here in Chicago on 12 East Harrison.
Okay, everybody go to the loop. Go to 12 East Harrison and punch all the buttons at once. And see
or go to Cozy. There's
Cozy. Ooh, I like Cozy. I don't like Cozy, actually. That's a lie.
I don't mind it. It's just overpriced.
Not a fan of Cozy, everybody.
There's a lot of small shops.
In the biography you're currently writing about this show, Brandon is not a fan of Cozy. Holy moly, have you seen these new Coke machines? Those are your
but
literal
But you could do like
words.
Grape Sprite.
You could. It's a suicide. You could make a suicide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Or go back
to
like
Dasani
third.
You even got Dasani water. You could do a little grape Dasani water. Mm-hmm. That's nice, isn't it?
Why are you selling this?
Because I think they're neat looking. And I'll probably never see them because
Send
I don't
me
go
the
to
photo
these
of
places.
It. That'll be the photo. Of
I don't go to these. I don't go to
I
these.
I don't go to these Cozies and Wingstops.
Yeah, I got a Wingstop closer. Why would I go to the one over the way?
I don't like the loop. That's where business happens.
Well, it's true.
I agree. I don't like
I don't,
I'm not a
I
fan of
I kind of like going, but not really. It's not. Oh, you can go. There's one in at Moe's in Schaumburg. But that one won't be there until today, I believe. Yep. So if you want to go to Moe's for the inaugural.
Wait, where's Moe's?
It's in Schaumburg. So if anyone is in Schaumburg or close or has a car, go to Moe's and punch all the buttons.
Punch all the buttons at once.
Let's try to break all the Coke machines. How about that?
That's our new logo. You made them, everybody. Punch all the buttons at once.
That would be funny, actually.
You made them, everybody.
Punch all the buttons. And then it'd be a cartoon picture of us just hitting it. Hitting all the buttons on the Coke machine. No?
You want to open the show or end the show with that?
What, punching all the buttons?
Yeah, how about we do this? From here on out, whenever we open the show, hello everybody, my name is Brandon Weatherby, welcome, blah, blah, blah. And I'm speaking with Esmeralda, and you say Esmeralda Leone, punch all the buttons at once, everybody.
That could mean a lot of things.
Exactly. Though. Exactly.
Just buttons, you know.
Exactly.
Buttons aren't just buttons.
I think this anymore. Is brilliant. I think you have your first catchphrase, Merle.
Punch all the buttons?
At once.
It could be, like, what if we should make shirts where it's just, like, me wearing, like, a Che Guevara.
No, I like the Black Power fist instead. How about the Che Guevara face on the Black Power on the Olympic stand? But instead of, like, just the fist to nothing, there's just, like, one giant, like, video game old school button.
Yeah.
Or there's two!
That would be good.
All right, so,
I can imagine like the Black Power, but punching like the Coke machine.
All right, so graphic designers, get on that. We need an image of Merle punching all of the buttons at once.
Someone can do this.
Let's make this visual.
It'll be good. Let's do it. Come on.
I don't think you're going to be able to top that. Punch all the... God, you sound depressed.
Because you just told me that I'm never going to top that.
Well, in this episode...
Oh, okay, good.
You can top it tomorrow. We're not recording.
Yeah. Oh.
Unless you want to wake up really early.
What's really early?
7 a.m.
No. No.
Did you used to wake up at like 3 or 4?
I used to wake up at 4.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's in the past now.
Things have happened. You've punched all the buttons at once.
I know, so now I don't have to wake up at 7.
It could just mean reset your life.
It could, couldn't it?
You could write a self-help book for middle-aged ladies. Punch all the buttons.
Punch all the buttons. And I also, like, I would imagine there'd be the original, and then people would Photoshop me into things where I'd be punching buttons.
So the complete line is punch all the buttons at once. Or is it just punch all the buttons?
Punch all the buttons.
I'll get rid of at once. We don't need that preposition. Punch all the buttons, everybody. Punch all. That's fucking great.
But what comes to mind is I would be Photoshopped into the episode of Ren and Stimpy. Where at the end there's the big button, and Ren tells Stimpy not to touch it because it'll end the world.
And you say punch all the buttons.
Yeah, and I'm there just going punch all the buttons.
All right, everybody, you know what to do. Make this happen.
Let's make this an internet thing.
Yep, that's it. We've decided this will be our internet thing.
Yep.
Esmeralda Leone, punch all the buttons.
Punch all the buttons.
I like this. I really like this.
Grab a t-shirt. Punch all the buttons.
Yeah, I'd wear that t-shirt. I'm not making that t-shirt. We only have about... Never mind, we'll talk about that later.
No, let's just hope someone does it.
Yeah, we're going to... Fan art number one, punch all
the
buttons.
Come on, folks.
Let's plug some stuff. This Monday night, come to the Hungry Brain, Bob Rock record release. I will be there hanging out. Merle will be there hanging out. She will be punching all the buttons.
Yeah.
That following night, Tuesday night, if you're bored, come on down to the Hungry Brain. Let's drink together. Let's catch up.
Yay.
Let's catch up with feelings and stuff. I think I've talked to you easily. 90% of the people I've talked to in Chicago, it's you, Esmeralda. I've talked to CJ for 20 minutes on this thing. I talked to Max for about 3 and Dan Sullivan for about 3.
I was going to say it's because you have to.
Talk to you?
Yeah.
I don't have to. I choose to talk to you. And
I
thank you.
Well, I guess you could send. You could end all of this.
I could just burn it down.
But, you know.
I decided to punch all the buttons and move forward. This
no, don't punch all the buttons and move forward.
Punch all the buttons and destroy?
No.
I'm not stealing your catchphrase.
All right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Once again, you'll never be Jack A with that attitude.
Oh, no. You know what's going to happen? This catchphrase is going to break us apart.
I think mine will never catch on. Like, you'll never be Jack Hay with that attitude is one of mine. It's just not working. Hello,
that
everybody.
Sounds like a very, like,
long catchphrase.
No, it sounds like a very, very gay man should be saying that.
Yeah. Punch all the buttons. I gotta get a catchphrase.
Yeah. Well, too bad. You don't steal mine.
Don't steal. I was the one who pointed out how great that was.
Yes, but I said it, so
there's no
back
catchphrase
off.
Without me. There's no catchphrase without you. You think one person creates a catchphrase? No, you, me, them, everybody creates a catchphrase, goddammit. You like how I threw the name in there? Made it all
that was good.
Cheesy? I don't like
that.
That
was a nice plug of sorts. Oh, by the way, did I tell you I got interviewed?
For who?
For that media
thing.
Oh,
you did?
the film fest?
No, totally you didn't tell me that.
I didn't get interviewed by myself. They asked me one question.
What did they ask?
And it was, why did we bring Tia to the film, or why did the film fest, why did we bring the film fest to the Hungry Brain?
What was the answer?
And I said that we were, You Meet Them, Everybody's Chicago podcast. We do different events here all the time. And I think I did say every Monday and Tuesday.
You are the fucking best.
But then I started sounding like an idiot because I was trying to think of things like, why would we bring it here? Because it was an open Tuesday.
No, that wasn't the case, actually. Yesterday alone, within 12 hours, I got two new people asking for shows. By the way, people, the answer is no. No offense, we're already booked those nights. Nothing personal.
Oh, I think I know one of them.
It's true. It's just we're booked.
I think I know one of them.
No, we're fucking booked in, like, we have
I know one because they asked.
Yeah.
They asked there, and I was like, oh, you just got an email.
Yeah, we have shit booked until fucking mid-March at this point, and it's November 18th.
Fella.
I know! Whoa, fella. That's, I think you got good. A second catchphrase.
Whoa, fella.
Whoa, you changed the meaning of it with your pronunciation. Yeah.
Well, yes, you can. Again, Photoshop and make it an internet thing.
The catchphrase episode. All right.
You're just throwing them out there.
All right. Every time I seem to start to plug things, we do another 10 minutes. It's really bad. It's my fault. I don't know how to fucking end shit. November 29th, the live show. I just right now sent out the Facebook invite for everybody. Please come to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't done a live show in a while. You haven't done a live show in a while. I'm itching to do a live show.
Oh, boy.
I just recorded my first two promos outside of Looking Glass last night. Pretty, like, sauced. So you could watch those.
Oh, those are the good ones.
Those are real good. One of them's like an hour, like a minute and 40. Just me talking. Like, just going off. It's not good. Or maybe it's great. I don't know. You tell me, dear listener.
We'll have to watch.
Yeah. Anyways, Come to the Brain on Monday. I think we're going to do one of these on Monday as well before our maybe. When do I fly? Maybe we'll do one of these. If not, we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Is that cool, Merle?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.